Welcome back to Style Scoops. Today we have a very special guest joining us, Christel Engelbrecht, the talented conductor of the Kantare Children's Choir. Christel has dedicated her career to nurturing young minds through the power of music. We'll be discussing the profound impact music has on a child's development, exploring how it enhances cognitive abilities, emotional well-being, social skills, and more. Stay tuned for an enlightening conversation about the magic of music in childhood. How does music contribute to a child's cognitive development, particularly in areas like language and mathematics?
So music education and participation in that significantly enhances a child's cognitive development, especially I can think of language and mathematical skills and also spatial temporal skills. So when you learn an instrument or if you sing in a choir, it requires understanding and recognition and also remembering stuff like rhythms or patterns, sequences and notes, and sometimes even choreography. So this is definitely a mental workout that enhances overall memory capacity, which has academic benefits in subjects such as math and science. And then I can think of if you sing, your vocabulary expands, it improves pronunciation skills and aids memory in not just children, but adults also. So if a child learns to read music, they form an understanding of fractions and ratios through note value divisions and time signatures. And this understanding of patterns and the relationships in it aids them with cognitive development. And then learning to read music is like learning a new language through reading symbols, and it helps children to recognize rhythms, rhymes, and patterns, which are foundational for phonological awareness, reading skills, and spatial temporal development. And music is a long-term investment, teaches and encourages focus, concentration, and discipline. So if children practice regularly, the awareness of tempo and rhythm and the ability to concentrate heavily contributes to their development, cognitive development, but also other things in everyday life scenarios. They're learning transferable skills that will definitely benefit them, not just in music, but outside of music as well.
Can you explain the emotional and social benefits that children experience through participating in musical activities?
Now, absolutely. So music offers a vital outlet for children to express and discover emotions and feelings. So through practicing and performing, they learn how to manage their anxiety, how to regulate their emotions, and that creates performance. So whether you're playing for your teacher or you're performing in front of an audience, there's that sense of accomplishment if you get something right. And it doesn't even have to be the whole piece. It can be a small part that you managed to improve. And this eventually fosters a sense of competence and pride in a child. So music is definitely, it's a social activity, and this promotes collaboration and teamwork all over. I always tell my choir that we're a team and we're only as strong as the weakest link, and we're in this together. So everyone has to help everyone. Every single voice matters. So children learn to listen, they learn to share, and they learn to work towards one common goal. And because music is a long-term commitment, a long-term project, one crucial skill set that they learn is patience. And patience in supporting one another, in cooperation, in learning to take turns and appreciate different opinions and perspectives from not just their peers, but also from the teacher. So this in turn creates empathy in children.
What role does music play in enhancing a child's physical development and coordination?
I'm very happy you asked about physical development. I think many people are not aware of the physical aspects of practicing and performing. And just like long distance athletes, when they practice months and train months to run a marathon, we too, and Children and adults, any musician, have to build up stamina to perform and to train our brains and bodies to concentrate and perform fine motoric actions during the duration of a rehearsal or performance. So playing an instrument teaches fine motoric skills, fine motoric movements, improves hand-eye coordination, and enhances precision and motor control. So you'll also see that a lot of surgeons actually played musical instruments as children, and they were quite well. They played quite at a high level. So that fine motoric actions and skills definitely helps one day in the future. So simple actions like just, clapping a beat also helps children to develop a sense of timing and coordination. And any participation in music making has a physical aspect to it. You see, you hear, you listen, you feel, and you embody. So while you're listening to music or playing music, you feel the beat, and then sometimes, people tap the beat or you move your head. And any form of physical reaction because of music means that it's being embodied. So embodied cognition in music assumes that through movement, people give meaning to the music. So it's not just a physical development, it's also creating meaning. Think of your primary school choir experience. You did not dare move an inch on stage. And I'm totally against that. I say move, embody the music, become the music, and your physical reaction shows how you understand and how you love the music.
How does engaging with music stimulate a child's creativity and imagination, and why is this important for their overall development?
So engaging with music stimulates creativity by encouraging children to explore different sounds, different instruments, different styles and structures of music. So they learn through playing, to compose, to improvise, to think on the spot, and to interpret in different ways. So this needs a lot of imagination and creative thinking. So I always tell my piano students to have at least five adjectives to describe what they want from the melody or the section. So, or how these five adjectives will create the mood that they want their audience to hear. So, compare colors and textures with harmony or moods or tone production. You can enable children to think outside the box and approach challenges with, innovative and creative solutions. If you encourage this through musicking, so you allow children to create and explore. And that also helps a child's adaptability in various situations.
In what ways can music be used therapeutic to support children with developmental delays or special needs? Can you share any success stories or examples?
So participating in music, whether it's through composing or performing or just sitting and listening, is incredibly therapeutic for everyone that's involved. Because it's non-verbal, it's well, music's not just always non-verbal, but most of it, instrumental music's non-verbal. It's something that everyone can share in, not just some people. So because music is structured in an is a structured activity which has certain rituals to it, and certain patterns to it, and everyone improve benefits from improved focus. Impulse control, attention skills, and self-regulation. And for many children, and also many, many adults, it's a safe space where they can connect with other people, interact, and express their emotions. So throughout the years, I've had a few children in my choir with autism and ADHD, and the musical experiences taught them that it's fine to show how you feel while you're singing. You are in a safe space if you stand between 30, 40 other people on stage in front of 1,000 strangers because we're all there in it together. And for the children who had ADHD, it was a very, very good space for them to learn that, okay, if I can manage to stand still only for the 3 minutes while I'm singing that song, and I'm not busy, playing with something or looking around, and I just give my best and concentrate for that 3 minutes, that is enough. So, and with time, it got better and better, and it gives them a platform to share equally with children who doesn't have any developmental delays or special needs. It's a platform to share the same skills equally during rehearsals and performances. So I definitely believe it benefits everyone equally.
That was a truly inspiring conversation with Christel Engelbrecht from the Kantare Children's Choir. It's clear that music plays a crucial role in shaping well-rounded, confident, and happy children. Thank you, Christel, for sharing your insights and experiences with us. For more information about the Kantare Children's Choir and their wonderful work, visit their website at www.kantare.org.za.